This is Dr. Ross, the Believer's Doctor, and you are listening to the Believer's Medicine Podcast, where we use the Word of God to improve our health and discuss contemporary topics in medicine, as well as ways to prevent common diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and various cancers. Remember, medicine is a rapidly changing field. Therefore, the information contained within this show may have changed by the time you are listening to this podcast. Also, this podcast should be used for educational purposes only and not to diagnose or treat a particular symptom or illness. If you have questions regarding a disease or symptom, please consult your doctor. Let's get started. Today, I would like us to talk about another important symptom of depression, and that is changes to our sleeping pattern. Now remember, major depression is one of the most common psychological conditions worldwide. The symptoms of major depression include depressed mood, anhedonia, changes to eating habits, weight, sleep, energy level, and concentration. Today, let us find out more about the symptom of poor sleep. More importantly, we will discover what the Bible says about our rest. Now, the DSM-5 notes that changes in sleep patterns are a characteristic of major depression. One can either sleep too much or not enough. While sleep may provide an escape from persistent thoughts of our present reality, at other times, recurrent thoughts of painful memories and past experiences can keep us up at night. Even when those with depression have adequate sleep, they may find themselves not feeling rested. They may find themselves staying up all night or falling back to sleep upon awakening in the morning. Those with depression may feel as though they do not want to arise out of bed in the morning. Additionally, poor sleep can affect our thought patterns as well, resulting in poor concentration. Even when sleep is adequate, poor concentration can be a symptom of depression as well. Someone may complain of memory difficulties, trouble making decisions, or focusing on tasks when they have poor concentration. I want you to remember that God has given you strength to face your reality and peace in the midst of your troubles. Whether sleeping too much or not enough, you will be rested, strengthened, and encouraged as you remember God gives rest to those he loves. See Psalm 127, verse 2. There is no need to fear or worry about tomorrow. Remember what Jesus has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 28. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Thank you for listening to our episode on depression symptoms, poor sleep. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find out more about us at thebelieversdoctor.com. I'll see you soon.